We worship in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God forevermore. Join me in the prayer of confession. God of love, a love made known through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, forgive us in those moments when we do not love you with all our heart, mind, and soul. Have mercy on us when we let fear, hurt, grief, bitterness, and hatred separate us from family and strangers. Be kind to us, so that we might learn how to be kind to all who share your world with us. Give us courage in the face of evil. Soften hearts when meanness enters our lives. We need your faithful love. Help us to walk humbly with you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, hear these comforting words. If we repent and believe in God's redeeming mercy, our sins are forgiven. Trust in God's promises and live at peace with God and all people in the name of Jesus Christ. When grief overwhelms us, we need to feel God near. When emptiness robs us of joy, we need our friends to support us. Jesus proclaims to grieving disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Let us receive and share that peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you. Either I'm having a hot flash or it's hot. Allergies.
need you to dinner. Would you debate?
He spoke. Peace be with you. Peace God be with you. Paul, peace be with you. God. Oh, I didn't announce about next week.
Be seated. Will the boys and girls come forward? Good to see you. Oh my goodness, is she walking? Come on up, Will. Lane, you going to listen? All righty. Good to see you. And how are you guys doing today? Good to see you. Did you notice there's something special today going on? What's going on over here? Yeah, Reese? Right, people who've died. Mm-hmm. Do you know of, is there anybody that you, did you know that's died? Reese, your dad's uncle. Okay, Will, a great grandparent.
My great grandma.
Yes, I think that. Gigi. Okay, who are you gonna say, Tyler? Aunt Marcia. Yes, I remember her too. You remember anybody, Tyson? How about a uncle, a great uncle, Tyson?
Larry.
Uncle Larry, I thought so. Who do you remember, Morgan? I don't think that you knew your great grandma, but I know that you often have to go, you have to, that's wrong, that you go to the Catholic Church to remember someone special. Am I right? You go to a special mass? Is that to remember someone special? Uh-huh. Anybody else? Do you have anybody that you, who you remember?
My great-great-grandma.
Your great-great-great-grandma. Yeah, that's right. Grandma Emma. Okay. Yeah. Okay, and do you remember anybody that you want to share? Uncle Larry. That's right. So today, we're going to be lighting candles to remember those special dear ones. And did you notice that there's a special candle here? Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
a big tower.
Yeah, it's a big tower. That's because it's a reminder that it is of Jesus. It's the. Do you guys sing about the gospel light? Right? This is the light of my, the light of Jesus. And that candle symbolizes the light of Jesus. And so when we go to light the other candles, either your parents or I will take one of the sticks and use the Christ candle first, called the Christ candle, to light the other candles. Pretty cool, huh? Okay, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for all the special people in our lives. the ones who are still with us and the ones who have died. We thank you for the ways we remember them. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may return to your seats. Thank you, choir. I am remembering that 23 years ago today, my father died. And I'm remembering, and I hope you are remembering too, but I'm remembering sitting next to Dad. Of Solomon. And those of you who like to read along, well, it's not in your Bible. This is coming from the Apocrypha. If you are Catholic, you may remember the Apocrypha. And those are those books that were written between the time of the Old Testament and the New Testament. And this one was written just shortly before Jesus was born. It is a beautiful text for All Saints' Day. So here are these words from chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. No torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seemed to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. For though in the sight of others they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Having been disciplined a little, they will receive great good because God tested them and found them worthy of himself. Like gold in the furnace, God tried them. And like a sacrificial burnt offering, God accepted them. In the time of their visitation, they will shine forth and will run like sparks through the stubble. They will govern nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord will reign over them forever. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about the words. Those who come to church here very often know I pay attention to the words of hymns, and I may pick a hymn that we don't know very well because the words are what I feel the Holy Spirit is leading us to sing and me to say in that particular service. So I also feel very strongly about words that are spoken at the time of death. God does not take anyone. God receives them. God does not need another angel in heaven, does not need a plumber or even a singer. God did not need those five children killed in the school bus accidents this week. God did not need those people killed by gun violence, not even the faithful 11 killed in the synagogue, nor the two who, just because they were black, were killed in a grocery store in Tennessee last week. God did not need them. But God did receive them. God received them with open arms. With tears streaming down God's face, God welcomed them into eternal life. God holds each one who has died in God's hands, raising them to new life, the new life promised by Jesus on earth. Jesus proclaims to his disciples, "In my Father's house there are many rooms." And he goes to prepare a place for us. He promises he will lead us to that place. God receives, God restores. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. God will not let any torment touch them. They are at peace. A few of us have been blessed to receive a visit from a loved one who died. Those who've shared their story with me tell me that not only have they known peace themselves, but it was obvious to them that their deceased loved one also was filled with peace. Yes, God indeed receives those who have died and raises them to new life. But God also receives you, don't you who grieve. God holds us tight when we weep, when we are filled with anger or sadness or emptiness and despair. God weeps with us. And I imagine that God's grief is also very great. This week, the 23rd Psalm came to my mind, which is why you sang all six verses today. Because, you know, it's about the words. It's about the words. The verses I want you to remember with me today is, He restores my soul, and He leads us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. God restores the souls of the dead and the living. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as some translations translate it, also translated, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. These words are for the living, including all who have experienced any kind of loss or grief. God wants to restore our souls and again lead us on the right paths. Paths of hope, paths of new life. God wants to help us get through those dark valleys of grief and heartache, whatever the source. God does this for the sake of God's name. Because, my friends, God needs angels on earth. Yes. God needs angels on earth. God needs us to tell the story of God's saving grace. God is hoping we will share how God got us through those hard times. God is hoping we will live again with restored faith. God needs us to express kindness and love, hope, and peace. God needs us to work for His kingdom on earth so that this world will be as it is in heaven. God needs angels, not in heaven, but here among the living, among all those who have grieved. Well, God needs us. When we are restored to life and called by Jesus to help others have faith and hope, to share God's love in the world. Yes, my friends, God receives. God restores to life, raising up the dead through Christ. And God receives and restores the living, also raising us up to new life. Amen. Return with me to the litany, Thanksgiving Litany for those who have the blessed ones. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?
Death will be no more.
The Lord is faithful in all God's words and gracious in all God's deeds.
The Lord holds all who are falling down and raises up all who are about to come.
The Lord is near to all who call from their hearts.
The desires of those who fear God are fulfilled. Their cries are heard. They are saved.
On this day of remembrance, let us recall and give thanks for those blessed ones who have gone before us. I invite the families to prepare to come forward. Larry Erickson's family.